That's the Tanakhama Svara. If you abuse the Savano, Moida Bishtasha Kosvo ain't Sokla Kaimai. Since Shimon, the labor is Moida, that I wrote the Shtar, I'm Moida, I borrowed the money from you. So Shimon is saying that I paid you up. We don't believe Shimon. Because once you're Moida, the Shtar is a good Shtar, so now we know the Shtar was empty. What are you telling you paid up? We have a swear you didn't pay up. Because anybody that pays up always takes the Shtar back. You never leave the Shtar by the Malva. If you would have went and paid up the Malva, how come the Malva still has the Shtar? But since the Malva still has the Shtar, we then on, you didn't pay up the Shtar. So according to you, the Malva has a good Shtar, that he could mine and collect money with the Shtar. So that it's a choshev Shtar for him. It's worth the money. So therefore, if he carries it out on Shabbos, he's chayiv. So according to you, this is called a choshev Shtar here. The view that holds Moide Bishtasha Kosva, once the Leiva was Moide, the Dishtar is Emes. Just the Leiva Tainas, he was paid up already. We don't believe him. Ain't Sokhla Kaim, we don't need Aiden to Makayim Dishtar. That alone is the key. Of a Zoy, Umayach Leiporo Mishapora. What does the Bryce say in Afghamina, whether it was paid up or not paid up? Well, we're learning now, according to both of them, it's not paid up yet. It means to say, Achiyoy Meloba Prati, Vulei Prati. In Afghamina, if the Leiva said he paid up or he didn't say he paid up. His Kozum on the Leiva says, I didn't pay up. No, then he's masking the Shtar as a good Shtar, according to everybody of Adi Yechayiv, because then the Malva has a good Shtar. But where the Leiva Tain is, I paid you up, that's the Machlekes. According to the Tanakam, since the Leiva says I paid you up, you can't use that Shtar, because the Malva himself doesn't have Eidim to Mekayim the Shtar. Who's Mekayim the Shtar? The Leiva. That's a Pesh Ross, a Pesh Hitta. The Leiva is the one that's saying the Shtar is good, but he's also saying I paid up. So the Tanakam says you believe the Leiva. Therefore the Shtar is worthless. You can't want with the Shtar. Therefore you hold your potter. And Yud holds no. Once the Leiva is made, he wrote the Shtar, it's called the Choshev Shtar, the Malva come on in with the Shtar. So if he could collect with the Shtar, it's a Choshev, a piece of paper, so it was like, if he carried out on Shabbos, he chayiv. Rav Roma, Tayyid Kuli Yalma, Moide Bishtar Shekosu, Shet Sork Lekayim. No. According to everybody, we hold that Sork Lekayim. Once there's a Svarf and a Pesh Yos, a Pesh Yitter. How do we know the Shtar was good? Only because the Levi said the Shtar was written, but he is saying, I paid up. So according to Levi, he came on with the Shtar. Hey, the Shtar is useless. He can't use the Shtar to collect. So Zayit Shver, according to Yehuda, why Yechayiv then? If he can't collect with this star, it's useless. What do you need it for? V'ocha b'koisvin shreva kamiflagi. It's a shal, do you write receipts or not? Certain places, the meaning was to write a receipt. So first we have a star saying, you owe me money. And afterwards, you're going to pay up. The meaning was to rip up the star. And then I wrote you a receipt that was paid up. Tanakam is sova koisvin shreva. Tanakam is says, people write a receipt. It's about the right of receipt. You do not need the shtar at all. The shtar is useless, worthless. You don't need the shtar anymore. If anything, you have your receipt. So the shtar you put it for. If you discover and curse from shiver, no, people don't write a receipt. But since they don't write a receipt, obviously the shtar has some chshivas to it. Therefore, according to you, the yechayiv on the shtar. It says, Yehukach tzorachu amalva deboye adure. There's a mitzvah that the malva has to return the shtar to the loiva. As if you don't write a receipt, then the din is, after the loiva pays up the money, the malva has to give the shtar back to the loiva. It's a din upon the malva. So here the malva, even if it was paid up already, still the malva needs the shtar, because he has a mitzvah to return it to the loiva. So cause the money didn't return it, it's choshev to him, he has to do a mitzvah with it. So cause the money didn't return it yet, if he carries it out on Shabbos now, it's choshev to him. But if he owed the right receipts, so the shtar is useless. We don't need the receipt. You don't need the shtar anymore. You don't have to give the shtar back. You write a receipt to the loiva. So if the man could keep the shtar. So the shtar that was paid up already, it's useless. That's what the Tanakam is for your potter. According to your builder, no yechayah, because you don't write a shoiver. So you have to return the shtar. It's a dovah choshev the shtar. No, it's machlekes. It's machlekes. Machlekes all over, but Basra, it's Machlekes, what the meaning was. Machlekes and Din, how do you paskin? No, it's a Shal and Din, are you Samech on a receipt or not? There's a tzad to say we're not Samech on receipts, because receipts is a time that maybe the labor will lose the receipt. So it's better off to rip up the Shtar. The other Svar is no, receipt is better. So Machlekes and Din, should you write a receipt or not? We have Yehuda Sova Yeh and Christmas Shreva. Rav Asher Yomah, Mivnei Shet Sorech Laharoisoi Labal Choyv Sheni. The svar is avad that this shtar is useless. Once it's paid up already, and it could be everybody writes receipts, so you don't need the shtar anymore. So really, the shtar is useless. Why does Yehuda say it's still yechayiv? It's a svar. A person likes to hold the loiva. that got their shtar back likes to hold on to the shtar. Why? Because next time when he wants to borrow money a second time, the Yomalei Chazi Garba de Porano, he'll tell the Malva, look, I'm a person that's respectable, I pay up. Here's the Raya, here's the shtar, the first loan, and I paid up that loan. Therefore, the Leiva, the borrower, likes to keep the shtaris to show that I paid up my chayvis. So Mele, even though it's paid up, and he can't use it anymore, it has some use to him to prove that he's an honest person. Therefore, if you don't, it's chayv to carry on Shabbos. It's a useful thing for you. Rashi Yama Plutaya Kishoitzi Leiva. Machleika says where the Leiva carries out the shtar hu. What does the Leiva need that the shtar was already paid up with? Stam to hold it to make a bottle cap. A Leiva wouldn't keep the shtar in his house because he's afraid maybe you lose it, the Malva will find it. Maybe the Malva will find it. What does the Leiva hold the shtar? He wants to have proof that he's the person that pays up his chayvis. Ole his halil shu pereya al chayvosei. He could praise that he pays up his chayvus. Sif was chashiv tim. Right. Or kedei lasois kimeya. The Mishnah says, how much is skin? How much skin are you chayv for Shabbos? And what's the matter kimeya? Boy, when they rove me of Nachman, how mitzi or bekama? If you carry out the skin, how much are you chayv? Omlei kiret nan, like the Mishnah says, enough shear to make a kimeya. Or kedei lasois kimeya. Hamavdoi v'kama, if somebody worked over the skin, how much are you chayv be carried out worked over skin? Omele loishno, it's the same din. That's in parentheses. The gish shvil avdoi v'kama. If you have skin that's worked over, how much are you chayv? Omele loishno has the exact same halacha. Trashi lovdo or hoimid laavdoi. Hey, skin that's oimid to be worked on. You're going to work on the skin to make it into good leather. V'adayin le'avdoi, you didn't make it into leather yet. V'kam ishur atzosei, how much are you chayif for carrying it out? He said, loishna, the same shir making a kameya. So the moru minot temra, how do we know that it has the same shirim? Kiritnan, ha'malvin, if somebody whitens wool. You take wool, and malavin, you wash it to make it white. V'yamanafet, somebody combs it out. V'yatzeveyir, also you dye the wool. V'yatovir, also you spin the wool. Ishiuroi, how much this? Are you chayiv for? How much of a sheer wool are you chayiv if you whiten it, or if you comb it, or if you dye it? How much wool do you have to dye? Sheurei kamoli roichev asit. It's a sheer of making a string, the long amoli asit is like this. When you spread out your thumb from your first finger, that's called amoli asit. How far you can spread out the two. Kuffel, a double amount of a sheer. That's the sheer. Vaitiv or erik, who are then if your mamish weave? How much of the thread do you have to weave? Base chutim, you have to be orig, you have to weave two strings. How long? Shira kamoli roichev asit. You have to have two strings, the length of moli asit. Alma, what do we see? Kivun letovi koi, since this wool, it's oimid eventually to make it tovi, to make it spun. And when you spun, when you make it origa, the shira is kamoli asit, is shira ketovi. All the shear is the shear of how much you have to weave the strings. Is huadim when you whiten the wool, when you dye the wool, since this wool is aimed to be used for sewing, you go boss of the yen shear of ariga, of weaving it. His okinami, kivun love the koi, since this skin is aimed to be worked upon, shearer can move it. You have the same shear of the shear of skin that will be worked upon. So the more of a shleil abdoi, if you have skin that you don't plan to work upon, bakama, what's the shear of that? Omle leishinot, there's no difference. Right, the shear of a kimeya, there's no difference. Shashma shloy lovda means ain't way mid lovda. You know, this skin is not aimed to work upon to make good leather out of it. So how much of a shear you chayi for? The same thing, nochmo kemelasas kemeya. For the Gemara, v'loy shonu beim ubud, l'sheinam ubud. Is there no difference whether the skin is aimed to be worked upon, or whether the skin is not aimed to be worked upon? Eisve, avakasha. Ha-moitzi samonim, if somebody carries out samonim, that's the dye, or shiruyin, that's already soaked. Samonim is like the dry, the grit. That's dyeable. If you shrink, if it's already soaking in water, so how much of this liquid of dye you had to carry out? Enough dye that you dye a small piece of wool that you use to show off, like a sample. Dugmaliri means a sample of wool. That's how much dye you have to carry out on Shabbat. That's a chosh bashir dye. Enough dye to dye a sample of wool. The liquid, right. Zomay efter salmonim ashruyim. Right, the salmonim, the dye, that shruyah that's soaking in water already. Rashi dugma klay mamat. Mamat is a small piece, like a sample. Kain shemarin le dugma. You show for a sample. Loy meroitz ata bzed. You want to buy wool like this. Leroy Vukashir Atsarak Leroy Shogar the Listan Pikonish Apakasarab Listan Bayan and shear a small piece of wool. Yeah. Vilo Besamoni Mashenkin, the shear of the dye itself, like the leaves or the roots, whatever you're making the dye from, Shainim Shruyim, that's not soaking in water yet, the dried out dye, Tanan, Klipi Agoizim. If you use the shells of nuts, you use that to make dye, like red shells and nuts. You soak it in water. It makes the water red. Or else cleep, they remind him. Use the shells of pomegranates. Or else satin, upoya, other type of grass, or dye. Could they let svoya ben beggar cotton? How much of this raw material of the dye do you have to carry out? Enough dye that you use to be surveyor to dye a whole beggar. You see the difference here. Even though, what are you going to use this dye for? This dye eventually is going to be soaking in water. And when you're soaking in water, that shear is a much smaller shear. You need a small amount of water just to dye a small sample of wool. And here we say, when you carry out the raw dye, you have to have a bigger shear. You have to have enough shear to dye to carry to dye a whole beged. To see the different shear. Then beged cotton, lefi savcha. Rashi klipa goizin klipin leicha sha klipa egoiz satim vishtuta puye vissin no pisavcha kupish noistin begin piem tsusa vay shiru nofish. Gets it's another begin, it's a bigger shear dome. So it's a kashi, you see, you don't say since the dye is made to soak in water, you go boss to the later shear, but you go boss to a new shear it has right now. It's the same thing with skin. How could you say skin that's aimed to work upon? Or skin that's not aimed to work upon has the same shurim, it should have different shurim. And the Gemara no, it malo, a new svari here. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avahua, lefi sheinodem toruch lishroi samonim litzvoye bem dugmalira. There's a svara when you go to dye it, to make the dye, to take this raw material and soak it in water, how much is kedai for you to make dye? How much dye are you going to make? It's not kedai to soak it in water to make a small amount of dye. It's only enough if you make a bigger amount of dye, I'll call upon him to dye a beged. That's a svara. Hey, it's a svara how much tircha you would do. If you already have the dye made before, a small amount of dye is chashiv, because you can use it to dye a sample. But when you have the raw dye that you didn't mix it with water yet, what kedai for a person to go mix it in water to make it? It's only kedai if you're going to be able to make a bigger shear of water. You have to have enough shear of dye to be a beggar cotton. That's where here's the difference. Rashi Shenodim Torich. V'yembol Lishroisa, if somebody comes to soak these material in water, Shoyro Kedei Pisavcha. You'll only soak enough if you get enough water to be able to dye your whole beged. Abel Or, Mashenkin, by skin, Torich Odim Labu Kedei Kemeya. It's Kedei for a person, you know, you have a small piece of raw skin. It's Kedei for you to work on this small skin to make a Kemeya out of it. Umu Benami, Pachas Mechtei Kemeya Lechoshit. So therefore, by the skin, whether it's worked upon yet or not worked upon yet, they have the same chshivas. What's chashiv a skin enough to make a kemeya? Because people use it. Mashenkin, by dye, it's a new svara. A person's not matriach himself to soak the dye in water if he's only to come out with a small amount of dye. But if he already has the dye, then it's a svara. It's chashiv to you, even a small amount of dye. But the tircha, it's not kedai for you. For the mar, another kasha. Verei zeruni, by seeds, praise the runi, gina, the seeds you use for your garden, the makmed the zerino, before you plant the seeds in the garden, tanan. Zeruni, gina, how much is a chashiv amount of seeds to carry it on Shabbos at Yechayiv? Pachas mikagregus. You need at least an amount of pachas mikagregus. You do them b'sei roima, chamisha. You have to have five. See Rashi? Chamisha, Rashi garina. Five seeds. Vilo boss of the Zerino, Mashenkin wants you ready, planted it, Tanan. Zevel v'chol hadak, how much zevel of manure do you have to carry out on Shabbos? Or else this small chol hadak, small sand, that you can use to fertilize the karka, they le zevel by klach shakruv. Even enough fertilizer just to fertilize one krach, one small root, one small stalk of cabbage. See, you see, people do work for a stalk of cabbage. So b'zay who adin l'chura, taking out one seed of a cabbage should also be chayiv. So why do we have four? No, you need a lot of seeds, at least five seeds, or else the pachas mikra gregris. But I call upon him one seed for one klach, you're potter on. Divrei Rebbe Akiva. V'acham moirim g'day lezavol krisha. you have to take out enough fertilizer to be zavol a krisha, another type of a bean. For kolponim, you don't need five; it's enough one bean. Sakam, carrying out the seeds itself, you have to carry out a lot of seeds to be chayiv. But later, when you're carrying out the manure for the seeds, there's enough to take care of one seed. The same teras it malah amar apapa ha dizriya ha deloizriya. One is already sown already, one is already seeded, and one is not seeded. What does that mean? It's not kedai for a person to matrich himself to plant one seed. So therefore, seeds itself, that's aimed for planting, what's a chashev amount of seeds? Five seeds. That's kedai for you to plant at one time five seeds. If you only have one seed, though, it's not kedai for you to go so matrich yourself to plant it. Therefore, one seed is not chashev. Mashenkin, once you already planted it, now just to throw manure, to throw zevel on top of the seed, it's kedai for you to take care of even one seed. It's not such a big tircham. You're just throwing the zevel on top of the seed that's growing already, so even one seed you'll care about. Therefore, it's chashiv the zevel for one seed. But metchila to plant, you don't plant one seed at a time, at least five seeds. Less than that, it's too much tircham. It's not kedai. Right. Another kash, the same type of teretz, v'rei tit, we had before, tit like cement. D'mak med ligvei, before you add the water to the cement, tanya, moidim acham no reb shimin, b'moitzi sheichnu shes rabin. If somebody wants to carry out the dirty water that you have in your house, you use the water already. You're carrying it outside to shes rabin. And the Gemara said, what is it used for? It used for it to make cement. You take this water and throw it into cement. So how much water do you need that's choshev to make cement to be mechayiv and Shabbos for, to carry it out, is only shirim b'reviyas. You have to carry out at least a reviyas of water. The vina bo, he has to kash before, shoyv chalamai chazi b'chlal. What is a person carrying out the dirty water for? The chutzim lochash and svichla gufa. You don't want the dirty water outside. You don't need it there. It's just you don't want it in the house. So b'chlal, why you chayiv if you carry out dirty water on Shabbos? It's not called you need doitzo. The teretz was, v'yom rabiyimyo, l'gavu b'metatit. That the reason why you need this dirty water, you could use it for to make tit, to make cement. You don't care if the water's dirty. So therefore, you need a chash of a shear of water, the shear of a revius. The kash reason, now, vilo bosa the gavlei, mashenkin, if you already have cement, cement that was made already, you mix the water with the dirt already, you have cement. Tanya, tit. If a person carries out tit, carries out the cement on Shabbos, how much cement does he have to carry out the mechayif on Shabbos? It lasts ben pi kur, to make a small opening by a kur, which is a much smaller shear. So that's the kasha. Why do you say to carry out the water that's eventually going to be used for cement? You need such a big share of revius, whereas the cement itself, you only need a little share to be chayiv. So if we're saying before, anything that's safer going to be used, you go boss of the yen shear, like beriga. How much of the wool do you have to dye? You have to dye the shear chut of two of a span, because that's the shear of beriga. There also, since the water is going to be used to make cement, and cement you hire for smaller shear, how come the water needs a bigger shear? And Teretz was, Hosam nami kedamor, we gave a Teretz before. The fi shenodim terech bem legabal es atit latas boi pikur. It's a svaran tirch again. It's a big tirch to take the water out and to mix it with the cement. So how much cement do you have to make that's kedai for you to matrich yourself? A lot of cement. The cement, at least of revi, is worth of water. Mashenkin, to make a small amount of cement, it's not kedai do tircha. If the cement was already made, now you still want to use the cement, it's chashiv to you a small amount of cement. Therefore, cement that's already made, even a small amount, you chayv if you carry it out, because it's chashiv to you. Toshma, the Yom Rebbe Chiyah Barami, Mishmei Deula, Shloisha Oyresein. Skin has three dinim to it. The three types of skins, how much you work over the skin. Matzah, Vechifa, Vediftera. Matzah, what is the skin called matzah? That means kamashmo. Matzah means plain, like we have our matzah is called just flour and water. It didn't rise, nothing was done to it yet. Here also, delay malich, you have this skin, you didn't salt the skin yet. Or delay kemich, you didn't work it over yet with flour. For lay offits, you didn't put the gallnut water in it. Offits is a certain type of a chemical used to put in the skin to work over the skin. Trashi, kemiach, Masher noisim mekemachamayim. They used to soak their skin in flour and water. Ofitz mesakne noisoy beshchikas afotzim. They used to squash the afotzim. Kemoishoisim kam beshchikas klipas eroids shekaren tenor. Same type of a thing. They call it gallnut. They used to make their skin with. So matzah means the skin. Nothing was done to. the kamish yuroi, how much of like raw skin do you have to take out to be chayef on Shabbos? Tony Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda, there are lots of boy mishkolet katana in order to make a small weight out of it. Vekama, how big is that shear? Amar Abaya, riva the riva the pumpadisa, a quarter of pumpadisa. Shasha kamish yuroi letzoy Shabbos riva the riva the pumpadisa, riva litra, quarter of a litra of pumpadisa. Derech hasoichim losu mishkolet shel oifreis used to cover up their weights with oifreis. With like lead, kadei shloi tiftach lefi shematchos nischakas tamid v'nifchas melev. They used to make the weights out of lead, shall soon become rubbed off. Skitzer, then they used to cover it with skin. So the skin to cover up this weight, that's the shear of the skin. Vayte chifa. What does chifa mean? That's another type of skin. The meliach, you already salted the skin. Avolay kemiach, you didn't work it over with flour yet. Avolay yavach, you didn't put the gallnut water inside it yet. V'kam shir, what's the shear of chifa to be chayiv? Kinetnan. Or kadei lasis kemeya. That's the shear of kemeya. It's a smaller shear mastama to make a kemeya. Rashi bought the shear of mechtei lots of mishkolos. Since it's a more choshev type of a skin, he already can make a kemeya with it. Diftero. What does that mean? That skin, the maliach, you already salted it, ukemeach, and you also put flour into it, of avulayofitz. Otherwise, that is called klaf. But you didn't put the gallnut water in it yet. That's called diftero. The kamishira, what the shir to mechayef oitzoy Shabbos, they licht of all the festa get. Because it's kosher to write a get on diftero. Ketani miyis, they lots of boy mishkolas katana. The first shir of matzari is to cover up mishkolas. Riyomer abaya, riva the river from Badisa. That what's the shear of that? A quarter of a weight in pumpadisa is hossam empty gemara bibishula. So Rashi tani miyas alma shira they move it nafish. So you see there's a chiluk in the size of skin. You see skin that's worked over has a smaller shear, only has a shear of a kedei kemeya. But skin that wasn't worked on yet, that's the matzah, needs a bigger shear. Need a shear riva the rivda. So you see the chil between unworked skin and worked over skin. And before we said they both have the exact same shear, they're both the shear of a kemeya. The teretz is bibishulula. Drashi lach, kemoy shahupshat, kari bishula. When the skin is still wet, as soon as it's pulled off the behemoth, loshim bisham, vulach, the katle chazil ibud, is not even roy to work on yet. Avoyavish, Mashenkin, once the skin dried up a little bit, chazlib, then it's right to work on. The chivin, the chazlib, it heavy kemubin. Then it has the same shear of a kemeya. Benechnami, here that we say matzah has the biggest shear, that's when the skin is still wet. That bechlal, it's not right to be worked upon yet. That's why it has its own shear. But once it dries up a little bit, that you can work on it, then it has the same shear of a kemeya as dried up skin. Worked upon skin. Bibishula. What's the shear of a beggar to Makabo Tumah? This is Rash Shloisha Shloisha Latumas Medrash. That if a Zav is Medrash steps upon this beggar, that's to be Shloisha Shloisha. That's by begging. Hasak is Dalad Dalad, is four Tvachim. Or from skin is Hail Hay. Mafis, that's a mat, is Vav Avav. Bain Le Medrash, Bain Le Mace. Whether Tumas Medrash or Tumas Mace. But Tony Allah, a beggar Gesak Vah, Kishila Tumah, Kash Shila Tsois. The same shear as for Soy Shabbos. So you see skin have different shearim. At least you see skin needs here a shear of what? Of Hail Hay Tvachim. And now Mishnah says skin is the shear of a Kameya. So it's a stira. How much skin do you have to carry out to the Chai for Shabbos? Now Mishnah says a smaller shear, Kadei Kameya. And here it says the same Indian, the same shear to Makabal Tumah is the shear for Soy Shabbos. And the Gemara Ahu for Kurtuvla. Trashi b'katuvla, mivash loy b'roiskin. It's talking about skin that was cooked in hot water. Or miskasha, and it became very hard already. Leishav all of you. Dafka use it to sit on. Ulechasa is to cover things. Look, it's current blister. Ulmatish, lasa shulchan. Use it for tablecloth and for other things. So there it doesn't have the shear kemeya anymore. Because since you cooked it up in hot water, like it's not roy to make a kemeya. Then tak, it's only meant to make like a beggar to make a mattress out of it. Or to make a tablecloth. Then you need the shear of medrash, which is vav hey al hey. Menachlami, our shear in the Mishnah, regular skin, that means the skin wasn't cooked upon yet. It's roy to make a kemeya. There you even have a smaller shear of kadai kemeya.